It's always a privilege to do Nugget on Saturday. This is Kojo Yanka. Good morning. Unconditional love? Then it must be unconditional respect. I'm talking about his respect. For you to get grasp on today's episode, I would ask you listen to a couple of messages that I've done before on her love for you to get this message in perspective. But today it is about his respect. And ladies, let me bring this to your attention. You want unconditional love, and at the same time, you want him to earn the respect. How about making it easier? You demand unconditional love, then you must give him unconditional respect. You can never love him to love you. You respect him to love you. Three areas that I'm touching on today. That you must respect him in your words and actions. That is his work, his wisdom, and his warmth. His work. It is in the man's nature to work and provide. That's how God created him. Genesis chapter 2, the verse number 15. And the Bible said, the Lord God took man and placed him in the garden to work and to take care of it. That's how God created him. You need to appreciate and respect that which he does for the house. For example, a couple visited their friend who had just bought a new home, beautiful home. And whilst they were climbing the steps, the wife just whispered to the husband, I think you need a second job. And the man was shattered. That all I've been doing for you, you don't appreciate it. Respect his work. His wisdom. Ephesians 5. Verse number 23, and I quote, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He has permitted it to be so. He is the head of the house. Respect his wisdom. Most of the time, the attitude is, I want him to make the decisions as long as it's my way. And some women will tell you that if I don't make the decision, he never does. Maybe the last time he tried to make the decision, you had a better idea, quote and unquote. That's why he's shattered and he's not making the decisions again. Respect his wisdom. Yes, by all means, bring your ideas on the table. But let him have the final say. Yes, we are equal, but there should be first among equals. Respect his wisdom. Warmth. Titus. Chapter 4, the verse number 2, the Bible said, let the older women teach the young women to be sober and to love their husbands. The love in this context, in the Greek, does not mean agape. It is philia. It means that you must be friends with him. Let him feel your warmth. Herein lies the problem. Women make friendship or relationship by talking. Men do it by sharing experiences. So the last time he invited you to come and watch television with him, actually he didn't invite you to come and talk. He just wanted you to come and sit by him and share in that particular experience. So his wisdom, his work, and his warmth. If he's going to work, these are the areas that we need to keep a close eye on. As we bring the curtain down today, let me chip in this. You may be criticizing him out of love, but as you get louder, he gets quieter. Your nugget. You can be right, but wrong at the top of your voice. Watch your words and your actions. The best way to love him is to respect him. You've been listening to Kojo Yanka. You can call me on 079-50-49-7711, or better still, WhatsApp me, or the new Nuggets page is live. Follow me there. Let's talk again next week. Stay blessed.